Did you see it? Did you see what happened to my mom?
Wait, so this is the kid who killed the Minotaur?
I know you feel powerless, but you're not. All will reveal itself in time.
I'm Annabeth.
Annabeth sees the world differently, always 6 steps ahead of everyone else. Chiron's been promising her for years a demigod would arrive who was fated to go on a quest that even Chiron couldn't prevent.
You have been claimed by Poseidon. Your father needs your help. An ultimatum has been given to him by Zeus that if he doesn't return the master bolt, there will be war.
Your mother was stolen by Hades. If you can find her there, I think you can bring her back.
When do we leave?
I'm Percy. It's nice to meet you. I was told a quest isn't a quest until you've said so. Which is weird, considering your Halloween decoration. Oh, jeez. You seem busy. I'll come back. Come on. Really?
You shall go west and face the god who has turned. And you shall find what was stolen and see it safely returned.
The Oracle has confirmed what we expected, that this quest will proceed toward the underworld, where you will confront the god who has rebelled against his brothers. Hades. The entrance to Hades' domain lies under the city of Los Angeles. This is where you will journey to. Time is short. I have selected our most compelling candidates, from which you will choose 2 to join you on this quest and ensure that we succeed.
Annabeth.
Customarily, one waits to at least hear a name or two before choosing. Are you sure you don't want to hear more?
This thing, Zeus's master bolt, we need to get it back, right?
Yes.
And it's going to be hard to get, yes?
Extraordinarily.
And if the mission required someone to push me down a flight of stairs for it to succeed, you'd want someone who won't hesitate when they do it.
The first quest mate shall be Annabeth Chase. Now on to the other candidates.
Dude, what have you been eating? Whoa, wait, hey, I'm not trying to antagonize you. I'm just genuinely curious. Hey, sorry I missed your selection ceremony. I've been, you know, shoveling his poop.
Yeah, sorry about that. I guess Mr. D wasn't too happy you told me about my mom.
No. No, he was not. So, who'd you choose to go with you?
You.
Bonnie. No, seriously, who'd you choose?
I chose you.
Why?
You shall be betrayed by the one who calls you friend and fail to save what matters most in the end.
I trust you. And right now, nothing's more important than that.
I'm gonna pack the best snacks.
How much money did they give you?
$200 in cash and a bag of these. I think they're Canadian, maybe? Or from Chuck E. Cheese, I don't know.
They're golden drachmas. Dollars for human world, drachmas for mythic world. Don't mix them up. I brought you this.
Well, these are interesting.
Maya.
Those are interesting.
A gift from my dad. Maya.
I thought about choosing you before I chose Grover.
Hey, Grover's a lot stronger than people think.
I was afraid. I have a chance to rescue my mom from Hades. I can't let anything stop me. And I'm afraid if it gets in the way of the quest, Anameth might try to. And you told me you'll always be on her side no matter what, and...
It's okay. Really, I get it. Just take care of each other out there.
She's really gonna miss that tree, huh?
When Annabeth first arrived here with Tholi and Luke, they were being chased by monsters. Agents of Hades. Sisters.
Furies. Mrs. Dodds?
Yes. One was our algebra teacher, Electo. Thalia turned back to fight to buy her friends some time. Her satyr protector tried to stop her, but she wouldn't listen. So, at the last moment, Zeus intervened to save her life and changed her form.
The most powerful being in the universe's best idea to save his daughter's life was to turn her into a tree?
She was the bravest demigod I ever knew. She fought valiantly, and she met a hero's fate.
She met a pinecone's fate.
Forbidden children are always in danger, even the strongest ones, even Thalia. And you are not Thalia. Do exactly as I say, and maybe you survive this. Are we clear?
Does she think she's in charge?
Who do you think would be in charge?
I guess I assumed we'd do a show of hands or something.
Heroes' quests are world-defining events. They have made and broken empires. Altered the course of human civilization. Changed the balance of power on Olympus. The quest is a sacred thing. And to be charged with one is to be in conversation with the gods themselves.
There is no way this is what sacred smells like.
We're soldiers on a mission. It's not a vacation.
Thank you for clearing that up. But if this is so important, why didn't Chiron spring for plane tickets? This seems kind of low priority, doesn't it?
Sorry. I assumed someone had told you.
Tell me what?
Percy, it isn't just the monsters who are going to be trying to stop us. You're a forbidden child. Zeus might decide to take a shot at you himself. The sky is his domain. We'd be serving you up on a silver platter to try to travel through it.
Yeah, no one mentioned that.
Okay, I'm gonna go get us some snacks.
I'll come with you.
No, you'll stay right there.
Why? It smells terrible back here.
Monsters can't smell you through that, so that's where I want you.
I want to vote. Who thinks that we should all go get to breathe fresh air and buy our own snacks?
There's no voting. Chips and soda's okay for you guys?
I don't think you should just get to decide we don't vote.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay. I want to vote on whether you get to decide we don't vote.
Grover, please. Can you help your friend?
I really don't want to be a tiebreaker. I have a better idea. Oh, golly. The road's getting bumpy because I got me some friends who just can't get along. Oh, dear. When the team's getting grumpy, the trick to getting through it is singing this song.
Dude, what are you doing?
It's a consensus song. Verse 2 encourages us to say nice things about each other. You get a few rounds in, and you'd be amazed at how disagreements just kind of fade away.
Chips and soda's okay for you guys?
Whatever.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Our voting system's broken.
Monsters can't be avoided entirely. They're more common than you think. The trick is to spot them first before they spot you. It's true they are more likely to sense a more powerful demigod. A child of the big three, Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades, is at the most extreme risk. But it isn't your power exactly that draws them. It's more complicated than that.
I smell fear.
That's bees. What a monster senses kinda depends on the monster. Some are better at sensing your inadequacy. Some your need for glory, your shame. It's important to remember that if you've ever gotta confront one. Wherever your armor is weakest, that monster is probably coming right for it. Nothing will stop them. Not even death.
If you guys were better at your job, I might not have noticed you here so easily.
If Thalia were better at hers, there might not be a family of squirrels making her their home.
Is that why Hades sent you here? To gloat over a job you almost did right once?
How things have changed. You're not the frightened little girl I came for all those years ago.
Don't kid yourself. I wasn't that frightened.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Either way, now it would seem that you're exactly what they say you are. The pride of Athena's offspring. Perhaps the most formidable demigod child alive.
Why are you here?
I'm here to collect your friend.
Collect them?
For what?
No, I don't question orders. Bring him in quick and quiet. That is what I was told. Lure him off this bus where I can take him quietly away from so many eyes, and your quest goes on unimpeded and unburdened. We both know he isn't going to be of any help to you, and maybe even a hindrance. Some children must learn the hard way.
Look, I'm not against the idea of consensus. I'm just not sure the song is doing what you think it is.
Guys, you need to open that window. Now!
I don't think these windows are supposed to... Oh, no.
No, go, 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 go!
Everyone, leave your belongings and exit the front of the bus.
Lady.
Annabeth, let's go.
We're done here. Let's go.
Somewhere up ahead, this turns into a satyr path.
What's a satyr path?
It's a road through the wilderness. Satyr explorers use them harder to track us.
That's great, but if we stay in the wilderness, how are we going to find a phone?
What do we need a phone for?
So we can call camp? To get help?
We don't need help. We're fine.
We're fine. We haven't even gotten to Trenton, and we're wandering through a forest. I didn't even know we had forests in New Jersey. But we found one. I would say we're the opposite of fine.
We were sent on a quest by the Oracle, by the gods. Would you think it would be easy? It's supposed to be hard. That's why only certain people are chosen. If we call camp, we're basically saying it was a mistake to choose us.
I'm completely comfortable with that. Everyone makes mistakes.
Why are you so afraid of who you are?
What?
You know, what's interesting about this particular satyr path is it's actually the one my Uncle Ferdinand took when he set out on his own quest.
What was that supposed to mean? Afraid of who I am? I'm not afraid.
Yes, you are. You aren't just a kid. Just a kid doesn't do what you did to Clarice back at camp. Just a kid doesn't have Hades sending top lieutenants to retrieve them. You know, you are a part of something so much bigger than we can understand right now. We have to move forward. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not.
You don't want to call camp. Fine. Then at least let's call your mom.
Excuse me?
Athena? Your mother? I'd call my father, but we aren't exactly on speaking terms, you know, because of the lifelong neglect and all, but you and your mother seem close, so why don't we ask her for help?
Grover, will you explain to your friend that he needs to pull himself together?
You can't ask her. Can you? When was the last time she talked to you?
Grover.
I don't know why you keep pulling him into this. He's on my side.
What makes you think that?
He's my protector. It's his job.
He was my protector first.
First? What do you mean, first?
Very exciting. Getting to walk in Uncle Ferdinand's footsteps. Next best thing to getting to talk to him again.
Thalia, Luke, and Annabeth had a satyr protector. That was you. Why didn't you tell me?
Do you guys smell that?
Grover, I'm not kidding.
No, neither am I. Just shush. Hamburgers.
Grover, what are you doing?
Somebody's making hamburgers in the middle of nowhere on a satyr path. Whoever it is, they're from our world.
Oh, come on.
What?
Auntie M has a garden full of petrified stone folks. Yeah. This is someone from our world, all right. Anyone want to guess what M is short for?
Oh.
Let's get out of here. Please, while we still can.
You should have accepted my offer when you had the chance.
Offer? What offer is she talking about?
Not today, friends. Not on my doorstep.
Oh, shoot.
If you have something to resolve, why not come inside and I'll help? Electo, will you be joining us? No. Well, I wouldn't think you would. She won't bother you as long as you're with me. But it isn't as though she'll leave either. Not if it means reporting that she failed to retrieve the son of Poseidon.
How did you...
The forbidden child has been claimed. How long did you think that secret would keep? It's a pleasure to meet you, son of Poseidon. I'm Medusa.
Percy, don't. She's a monster.
We all choose who we make our monsters, but right now, that one wants to tear you limb from limb. And I'm offering you lunch. The choice is yours.
I think we can trust her.
What?
Dude!
I can't explain it. My mom used to tell me her story. And the point was always that she isn't what people think. And I definitely trust my mom. So I'm going in. You guys, do what you want.
What are you...
Hungry. I left snacks on the table while I get something proper going.
You think it's safe to eat?
Percy, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm really hungry, and I'm ready to take that chance.
Thanks for coming.
This isn't the same for me as it is for you.
Why?
You're concerned I would hold a grudge against you simply because you are a daughter of Athena? You shouldn't be. We're not our parents, after all. And you and I might have more in common than you think. Please, sit and eat.
So you're not a monster. What are you, then?
Survivor.
You must be a little more than that. It's a fury out there that seems terrified of you.
Because she knows what I think of her. I don't like bullies. When one shows up on my doorstep, they end up spending a lot more time there than they planned for. The gift the gods gave me is that I cannot be bullied anymore.
What my mother did to you wasn't a gift. It was a curse.
You are loyal to your mother.
Yes.
You stand by her?
Always.
You love her?
Of course I do.
And so did I. So did I. Do you know the story of how I came to be this way?
I do.
Do you?
Do I?
Athena was everything to me. I worshipped her. I prayed to her. I made offerings. She never answered. Not even an omen to suggest she appreciated my love. I wasn't like you, sweetheart. I was you. I would have worshipped her that way for a lifetime. In silence. But then one day, another god came and he broke that silence. Your father. The Sea God told me that he loved me. I felt as though he saw me in a way I had never felt seen before. But then Athena declared that I had embarrassed her and I needed to be punished. Not him. Me. She decided that I would never be seen again by anyone who would live to tell the tale.
That isn't what happened. My mother is just. Always.
The gods want you to believe that. That they are infallible. But they only want what all bullies want. They want us to blame ourselves for their own shortcomings.
That is not what happened. And you are a liar.
Something's burning. Would you give me a hand in the kitchen? I think lunch is ready.
Go over. Get ready to run.
She's not usually like that. I mean, a little bit she is, but that was a lot.
She's going to betray you. Sooner or later, people like her, they always do.
I don't think she's like that.
Then you will be an easy mark for her when the time comes.
What do you care?
Your mother and I, we're like sisters in a way, targeted by the same monster. So I find myself feeling protective of you.
A monster? My mom never talked about my dad that way.
Where is she now? Your mother. Is she safe?
No. She's not.
And do you trust your friends to help you to make her safe? Will they let you make her safe if it conflicts with their quest? I could help you remove them from the equation so that you can be free of them. If you ask me to.
Three of us and only one of her. If we split up, she can't be watching us all at once.
I don't think it'd be that simple.
It could be. Here's the plan. I'll get in the air. I'll draw her attention as soon as you hear me say Maya. You guys start. Oh boy. Okay. Off. Down.
So we're gonna need a new plan.
We are not our parents until we choose to be. You two have chosen. A daughter of a self-righteous mother who chose self-righteousness for herself. Someone you love. You could choose to save your mother instead of doing your father's bidding. If neither of you will help teach these lessons, perhaps you should be the lessons. When I ship your statues to Olympus, maybe that will get my point across even better. Stand up. Let's have a look at you. Now!
Did you hear that?
Are you okay?
Did you say something?
Oh, man.
You found it?
Hope so.
Want me to take it from here?
No, I got it.
Just make sure it's pointing in the right direction before you take my hat off.
Good tip.
Okay.
My hands are kind of full.
Of course. What is it?
Uncle Ferdinand.
Oh, no.
Grover, I'm so sorry.
This is as far as he got on his quest. We aren't even to Trenton. But look at him. He's not like the others. He doesn't look afraid. You use the head to get rid of Electo?
Yeah.
Good. That was the right move. We probably should get going. It'll be dark soon.
But what are we gonna do with the head? I just took down a Fury with it, and I wasn't even trying. We can't just leave it for someone to find. Leave the hat on and bury it in the basement. That ought to keep it safe.
Sure. Now, can we talk about the bigger issue here?
What bigger issue?
You could have saved your mother. That's what she said to you, like you discussed it already. Is your mother still alive?
She's with Hades. But I appreciate your concern.
Guys, just please stop.
Oh, I'm concerned. What are you actually doing on this quest, and why do I have to hear about this from Medusa?
Okay, while we're at it, you should have accepted my offer. What's that about, do you think? And why do we have to hear it from Electo?
Enough!
The hat was a gift from her mother. It's the only thing she's ever possessed that connects them. That ought to matter to you.
Okay, but how are we gonna make sure this thing is safe?
I'm not up to that yet. And you? Really? His mom's alive. Can you imagine how confusing that must be for him? Feeling like he may have to choose between the fate of the world and the fate of the only person who's ever cared about him.
Why are you talking like this?
Because all day I've been trying to keep this quest on track without upsetting either of you. But maybe things need to get a little upsetting before they move forward. She asked you a question back in the woods and you never really answered. What are you so afraid of?
What are you talking about?
You heard me.
I don't know.
I think you do. You've been fighting with her. You've been fighting with me.
Because the Oracle said one of you would betray me. Okay? You shall be betrayed by one who calls you a friend, and you shall fail to save what matters most in the end. That's the rest of what she said to me. I chose her because I couldn't imagine we'd ever be friends. And I chose you because I thought if I can count on anyone to be on my side, no matter what, it was you. And now I'm feeling so alone. I don't know what to think or who to trust. I didn't mean it that way.
Alecto offered to help our quest if I gave you up to her.
What did you say?
I killed her sister.
Medusa offered to help me save my mom if I turned to the two of you.
What'd you say?
I cut off her head.
You didn't choose to be demigods. We didn't choose this quest. But we can decide that as long as the three of us are together, none of us are going to be alone. And if we can't do that, we might as well just head back to camp right now. Because we won't make it.
I think I've got a better idea what to do with this. Hermes Express, she ships these things all over. Some of it goes to Olympus.
Percy, you can't ship Medusa's head to Olympus.
Why not?
Because the gods won't like it?
At all. Why? That's what you do with dangerous stuff. Like batteries, you just send them back where they came from.
Okay, look, this is a bad idea. They will see this as impertinent.
I am impertinent.
Yes, but we're not.
Really? Very not.
Look, Medusa tried to derail our quest. She's got serious beef with your mom. When you look at it that way, it seems kind of like tribute or something, doesn't it? And besides, this way, part of your mom's still with us.
Thank you.
So this isn't exactly what I meant by choosing each other. There are actual dangers involved here that cannot be... You're gonna sing the song, aren't you? Okay.
Oh, golly, the road's getting
whatever.
Bumpy. The census.
You guys are not gonna believe this. You should run now.
Is that the Chimera?
Poseidon's never helped me before. He wasn't gonna start now.